All right, we got my buddy Tully on the line for Public Service Garage. Gary, how you been, bud?
Absolutely incredible. Yourself, Adam?
I'm doing good. I'm hoping you can give me a Marquette area Lake Superior fishing report. Because I've been getting reports trickling in here and there saying, you know, the fishing's been pretty good around Marquette. So I was hoping to talk you into giving us the report. When's the last time you were out?
I was out last Sunday. So I was out on the 3rd of July in the morning. We didn't leave the dock till about 8 o'clock. But kind of a tough bite right away in the morning with a hatch going on. You could see him coming up from the bottom, being on the top, and it was really calm. It was a beautiful day. But then noticed that there was fish finning on the surface and, you know, rising up just enough, scooping up these bugs, and kind of paid attention to that. And it turned into a really good day.
Turned into a good bite, huh?
Turned into a good bite. I'll tell you what, we were fishing anywhere between 80 and 130 feet of water, a little northeast of the White Rocks, and I didn't have a lure. I don't think we had anything fishing deeper than 70 feet.
Okay.
So all suspended fish, top water with crankbaits on highline, which usually that doesn't do anything, and we had a two-color with a body bait on it, and we ended up with 5 coho and 7 lake trout.
Wait a minute. So I was expecting you to say the lake trout, but you just shocked the hell out of me by saying coho.
Yeah.
5 coho?
And I believe we missed 2 more. I know we missed at least 3 or 4 more fish, but I think we missed 2 other coho. Yeah, and some beautiful silver fish.
Now, can I guess that the coho all came on the high lines?
Everything above 28 feet. No, one came on a rigger at 28 feet.
Oh, really? Okay.
And one on a gypsy, you know.
Well,
it was a mixed bag, but if you're fishing deep, I don't know. There were some guys I heard on the radio that were doing the stack run and pounding the bottom, and they only had 2 fish. So that hatch might have affected things a lot there, too. Oh, we had a great day on the top. Like I said, we missed probably another 4 or 5 fish and at least probably 2 more silver.
Well, let me ask you this, because you mentioned the stack run and how you thought possibly the hatches are affecting that area negatively. In my opinion or in my experience, do you agree with this or not? That area generally doesn't get as many insect hatches. The stack run, I'm talking.
Right, when you're out further away from land, it doesn't. But you could see those bugs coming up and taking off the surface. And the fish are really keen on that. In fact, I saw 2 coho right in front of the boat, which is really brought it up. I said, hey, Rob, take a look at this. And they were gulping at those bugs going across the surface.
Interesting, like porpoising?
Yep. It was fun to watch, and it was dead calm. I don't know if you remember last Sunday morning, but it was dead calm. It was beautiful out there.
Well, if you're planning on fishing on Lake Superior in Marquette County this weekend, you are not going to want to miss part 2 with Tully from Public Service Garage as he continues to talk about what he's expecting to work this weekend, from spoons to specific areas, his recommendations, all in our next Outdoor Report later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show. So stay tuned.